Hi, I'm Adriana Cantasani. Welcome to my podcast. Here I talk about teaching, bilingualism, and kids. All of my podcast episodes are taken from my YouTube videos, so if you're more of a visual person, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel, Adriana Cantasani, so you don't miss a single video. The link will be in the description box. Today I'm talking about belonging and building a sense of community in your ESL classroom. So grab yourselves a cup of coffee and enjoy. Having a strong sense of belonging is vital in any learning environment. But we ESL teachers know how much more difficult that is to achieve because we're working in a second language. Well, in this video, I'm going to share with you some ideas that not just bring down the language barrier, they're going to help build community and promote better learning. And you're going to want to stick around till the end because I've got a surprise for you. So we're going to be talking about building bridges, right? Not walls. Many times when we are working in a second language, there tends to be a barrier between the teacher and the students that are just hearing that language for the first time. And that barrier can be an emotional barrier, and it could also be a physical barrier, because at some point when you have problems communicating, you will not be able to even interact with your kids. When we hear someone speaking a language we don't understand, all we really hear is, but when we hear our name amidst those sounds that are so unfamiliar to us, we realize that the person is actually trying to communicate with us. Don't just say, hi guys, hi kids, how are you? But literally look at each child and say their name. So, hi Sara, how are you today? Giovanni, how are you? You look nice. You know what I mean. We want to use those names in sentences. Another thing you want to look at is the way the children greet one another. And it could be just a very simple thing like saying, hi, how are you? And shake hands here or shake hands over here. Not just are they using the language, and believe me, that's my least important thing right now, but what they are doing is acknowledging their classmates. After we've greeted one another, I like to have the kids share something about their life. Now, ideally, in their native language, kids will be speaking a lot and telling you a lot of things about their personal life, maybe what they did on the weekend, the other kids will be asking questions, etc. In an ESL classroom, this is a lot more difficult for many reasons. The language, obviously, but also the courage to actually say something in that new language. So what I've found helpful is to first make a game out of choosing who's going to be the person that's going to share something. And I like to do either a hot potato game, or you can simply draw in one of the children's names out of a bag or something like that. Whatever you choose to do, have one person share something about their life and the other kids can ask questions. But we're working in a different language, right? So how are we going to do that? Which leads me to my second point. Don't discourage the use of the children's native language in your classroom. I know lots of teachers are against this, but you know what? The important thing is that they hear the language in action. Remember, these are baby steps that they are taking. They are being born in this new language, and no baby is born speaking. They have to first understand everything that is being said. So let them use their native language, which doesn't mean you're going to use it. For example, if someone says, I went to the football game with my dad, then you're going to say, that child will say it in his language. What you're going to say in English is, oh, you went to the football game with your dad. Okay, so it's not a translation. It's just kind of bouncing back what they're saying, but in English. But we also want to encourage conversations with you. So if someone says to you, oh, teacher, you know, we just got a new cat, definitely follow up on that. Okay, so if you're still with me and you're liking this video, give it a thumbs up right now. But remember, stick around till the end because I've got a surprise for you. Our goal is to make these kids feel at home, right? So pushing them to do something they don't want to do is not going to make them feel at home. That doesn't mean that they can do whatever they want. But what I'm saying is pushing the children to answer a question, for example. It really puts the kids on the spot. It makes them feel very anxious. So first of all, why do kids close up altogether and not answer in an ESL classroom? Well, the first reason is they might be afraid. They might be afraid that they're not allowed to use their native language in your classroom. Another reason they might be clamming up is simply to test the waters. They'd rather let someone else speak. Is it okay to use my native language in this classroom? Is it okay to make a mistake? Will the teacher react badly? So what do you do if that happens? Don't insist. Simply continue smiling. If the child doesn't answer, you look at the next child and see if he'll answer. I have yet to see a child that does not participate if you just kind of chill for a moment and not press. Buddy systems are great to have in the classroom. For example, allowing kids to work in pairs, even when they're doing an individual task. But the risk with a regular buddy system is that if that buddy is always your buddy, you're not going to get to know the other kids. So make sure that you rotate the buddy system. So when we're building community in our class, we have to remember that we want our classroom to be a home away from home, if you wish. We want the kids to have a reason to come back. So make sure that your activities are mixed up just so that you have individual activities, group activities, activities that stay in the classroom, activities that involve work at home, not necessarily homework, but involving the family perhaps. Activities that are ongoing activities so that the kids have a reason to come back. I think this is one of the most important things, and oftentimes when we're teaching ESL, we can forget how important that social and emotional aspect of teaching is all about. We tend to concentrate only on the linguistic aspect, and we have to remember that children are developing in four domains: physical, social, emotional, and cognitive. We can't just concentrate on the cognitive. So make sure you keep those activities nice and mixed up, but that the activities have a purpose. They make the kids feel at home and they make them want to come back. Okay. All right, so start building community in your classroom right now. Grab my icebreaker activities. All you have to do is leave me your email address on my mailing list form and download them for free. You'll find the link in the description box next to this podcast episode. Thanks for tuning in, guys. I'll see you next week.